So how do you win the frame war? Well, there are four primary tactics. The first one is maintaining your frame. The second one is pre-framing. Then there's reframing. And finally, there's deframing. Now let's have a look at those very briefly, and then we'll take each one in turn and really drill down into the details of it. Maintaining your frame, as the name implies, is you may simply maintain your own view of reality, no matter what the objections happen to be. The way you can look at this in a sense of a metaphor is, imagine that you are an arrow in flight, and someone's trying to knock you out of the way, but you're just going to keep going through. You're like a train moving on one track, and no matter what people try and do to take you off that track, you remain solid and firm on that. This can be incredibly powerful because a lot of times people's objections or their challenges to frames are more to test at an unconscious level how genuine you are. And if you remain totally genuine, then they'll go, well, I guess this must be the right way of things. A pre-frame, on the other hand, is a way to inoculate against objections coming up in the first place. In a pre-frame, you actually tell people in advance what they should be paying attention to, so that by the time you actually get to the interaction, they're assuming that the frames that you have set are actually correct. So very often, maintaining your frame and pre-framing will go hand in hand, because the frames you've set in advance, in other words, pre-framed, will be the ones that, if they do get challenged, you'll have to maintain by just pushing right through and assuming they are correct. The next kind of frame is a reframing. This is a typically a therapeutic kind of pattern where you take an objection, you handle it. In a reframe, what you're saying is essentially, don't look at it this way, look at it that way. The old cliche of every cloud has a silver lining has the essence of reframing embedded within it. Finally, we come on to deframing. Deframing is very interesting because you actually turn the tables. Remember, when someone is challenging your frame, there is actually a challenge going on, much like a duel being offered. When you deframe, rather than parrying their blows, what you'll be doing instead of running a pure defense is to run an offensive defense. In other words, get the other person on the defensive to justify their own frame, and then you'll actually have them buy more into the frame that you want them to buy. If you want to have a simple metaphor that'll remind you about which kind of framing or which kind of tactic means what, the way I look at maintaining your frame, it's a bit like a rock standing in the middle of the ocean. No matter what the ocean does or throws at it, the rock is always going to stay there, solid. A pre-frame is very much like Goliath from the story of David and Goliath. It's this huge, massive construct that people take one look at and go, there's no way I can challenge that. A reframe, on the other hand, is more like David from the story of David and Goliath. He's the one that'll see what the challenge is, he'll step up to the plate, and he'll confront it. Finally, the deframe is very much like the Navy SEALs. Rather than taking something on head on, what you'll do is you'll come in around the sides and around the backs and destroy the supply wagons or the munition dumps whilst they're too busy trying to fight the war on a different front. And by the time they realize what's going on, of course, you've already won the battle.